USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A wild time at the White House with high-level insults topping the news in the nation's capital between Nancy Pelosi and President Trump. He bashes the Speaker of the House, calling her Crazy Nancy.
Crazy Nancy. I tell you what, I've been watching her, and I have been watching her for a long period of time. She's not the same person. She's lost it.
She says she's praying for him and hoping his family or his people would stage an intervention.
I pray for the President of the United States. I wish that his family or his administration or his staff would have an intervention for the good of the country.
The president saying Pelosi has lost it and that she's a mess. The president making his remarks in the Roosevelt Room announcing a $16 billion aid package for farmers hit hard by the trade war with China.
In assistance to America's farmers and ranchers, it all comes from China.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved. I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The central part of the United States slammed by tornadoes and flooding. At least 3 people killed near Jefferson City, Missouri, where roofs ripped off homes, leaving walls and furniture exposed. Contents of homes blown away. Missouri Governor, Republican Mike Parson.
There's damage, a lot of damage to some of the state facilities here in Jeff City that we'll be dealing with.
More storms and flooding expected.
Whatever resources we have in the state, we're going to provide to help the local law enforcement and help these agencies and towns across the state. So we'll be on that the entire day trying to figure out what resources we have.
Taking a look now at your money, stocks tumble over continued concerns over the trade war with China and uncertainty over whether the White House will be able to work with Congress. On Wall Street, the Dow down 286 points to close at 25,490, the NASDAQ down 122 points, and the S&P 500 down 34 points. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The terrorists known as the American Taliban released early from prison, and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo speaking out about this disturbing situation. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo weighs in about convicted Taliban fighter John Walker Lynn, the so-called American Taliban, being released from prison after he served 17 years of his 20-year sentence.
I think it calls for a review of our processes, all the things that went into this day where he's being allowed out early. I think we need to review it all. He still, as I understand it, still is threatening the United States of America and still committed to the very jihad that he engaged in that killed a great American and a great CIA officer.
Pompeo was speaking there on Fox and Friends. Lynn will be in Virginia at the direction of his parole officer. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Philip Morris getting out of the cigarette business. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
The company's name has been synonymous with cigarettes since its beginning. But now COO Jacek Olczak says, we can unsmoke customers, we can unsmoke Philip Morris. He says the company will be coming out with what it calls a healthier alternative with its new IQOS product. Like vaping products, this will heat but not burn tobacco, and he says that Philip Morris is moving away from combustible tobacco altogether, and that one day they'll even be out of the nicotine business altogether. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.